The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Ger Gilroy is with me from Off Ball. Alison Curtis presented Weekend Breakfast on Today FM as well. On the roof, welcome to the roof.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Have you been here before for this?
Yeah, I've done it once.
Yeah.
I think so, once. Yeah. Not with Ger.
Yeah. So it is a glorious day today. It's going to break on Sunday, though. It's the bad news.
I was planning on going to a beach in Wexford on Monday. Oh. Did not know.
Bring your raincoat. Bring
your raincoat. It'll be 20 degrees. It'll be a stereotypical Irish day on the rain, on the beach. A bit of rain.
Yeah.
A bit of sand in your sandwich.
That's fine.
What's your go-to then, Ger, when the weather's this good?
Lying in the back garden and doing nothing.
You lie down, would you?
Oh,
you're a sunbather.
Well,
did not see that.
On the couch, yeah. Well, no, that's not true. I've started swimming again. I'm doing the duathlon and... there's the Lido out in Clontarf Baths. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That was going to be my anything else.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, no. I ruined it.
Yeah, stop talking. You can't talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
So if you... you're working this weekend.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
That one. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's the end of the show.
If the weather was good, is it the beach? Is that where you go when the weather's good?
Yeah, well, just...
You feel it calm.
Okay, I think I have said this on the show before, and I don't want to, poo-poo things. I'm not a huge sun lover.
Mm.
This is glorious. We're getting our vitamin D, that's for sure. But I would be the person that would cross the road to find the shady spots. But I do enjoy it for other people.
Okay. Vicarious enjoyment.
Yeah.
Of the sunshine.
That's very kind.
Yeah. Who's your winner of the week, Soa?
For me,
yeah.
Westport.
I can't pick jurors. It's too much of a downer to pick.
Oh, is it?
To kick things off with. It all will be revealed in a few minutes.
Oh, dear. So sum up, they did a big study and they took on various factors, prices of food and meals and accommodation, as well as amenities, to come up with the top 10 places in Ireland for a staycation. And Westport came in at number one. And I would agree. I really love Westport.
What do you love about Westport?
I like Matt Malloy's. I like that pub. lots of nice restaurants. And you can get to the islands very easily. Inishturk, which I explored in November of this year. And yeah, I think it's really nice. And it's a good spot. You'll be happy to know Kilkenny's at number four.
Yeah. I wasn't that happy.
Oh, okay.
Pushed outside the podium places.
Number two is Killarney. And is number three is Wexford Town.
Best place to visit.
Staycation.
Oh, staycation.
In Ireland.
Okay.
And they took in the factors of prices of meals, accommodation, and what you can do when you actually get there. So budget-friendly, family-friendly places. Westport came in on top.
And do you want everybody coming? Or, tourism is very important, right? It's great one town over.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, we'll take them. Take them.
I think number four is good, though.
Kilkenny is
in
class.
The top five.
Yeah, there's a lot to do there.
Think there's a case for Rinuccini's being one of the best restaurants in the country.
Yes,
there you go, really?
Actually, yeah.
I do, yeah. There's just an atmosphere. The food is very consistent. It's not like the best, most edgy food in the country, but there's just something about it.
I would agree. And there's a cafe in Wexford Town, came in at number three, Delush, and it's one of my favorite places to go to ever.
Yeah. Wexford Town is somewhere now I wouldn't have really known that well. I'd go down to the other end of Wexford, kind of the beaches there, Hook Peninsula. And we were there for the summer tour, and we were in Green Acres as well, another place in the middle of town.
Oh, yeah.
Wexford's a lovely little town.
It is
really
amazing.
Nice.
I love it. So my father-in-law's from there, so we would have kind of explored it a bit more. But yeah, I know people go to Kilmore Quay or the beaches or Ballymoney and all of that. But Wexford Town is a nice spot.
And it's great. And we're all mad about staycations and all of that because the weather's good.
Yeah.
And then the weather will be bad next week and we'll all be looking up foreign holidays
again.
Still,
new scenery does wonders for your brain. You get
it
sick
does.
Of looking at your own house.
I know, but I remember in COVID, we did Killarney, the Castle Ross, which is a great hotel for kids as well in Killarney. And you get straight into the park. It's brilliant. And we did it 3 or 4 years in a row. And you need to get abroad every now and then,
definitely.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You do.
Well, you were gone forever. How long was your holiday? 5 weeks or something? I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
2 weeks.
Oh, all right.
2 weeks,
okay.
I was gone.
An RTE style holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Well, what kind of deal does Kieran
have? That's the dream, I know. 5 week summer holidays. No. So 2 weeks in the sun and it was absolutely deadly.
I just missed you so much. It felt longer.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So is Westport your winner of the week?
Yeah.
All
I
right,
love
okay.
it.
Yeah. A worthy winner. Very few people from Kilkenny would head that way. Too hard to get to.
Really?
That's just a nightmare to
Anywhere
get to Westport.
Anywhere is easy. It's a small
island. It's very badly connected.
Yeah. See, this is it.
What did you say?
Kilkenny's very badly connected.
Oh, yeah.
It was taken Henry Shefflin about 6 weeks to get to training.
Yeah, that's it. No, honestly, but there'd be very, you'd hear very few people in Kilkenny would ever mention going to Galway or anything.
Well, and you're like, it's
so far
maybe
away.
Maybe you're just centric. You're just inward.
No, we're not. We're not. We're southeasterly looking.
Yeah.
Independent.
The direction of the continent. We're kind of continental.
That's true. Exactly.
Metropolitan, continental.
But there's so many beautiful places. There's Waterford. There's Tipperary. You're close to all of that.
Well, Waterford anyway. So who's your winner of the week then, Jar?
Oh, Slum Landlords are back, baby.
Slum Landlords.
What is it? Bill Badbody? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
It's been a great week for him and his ilk.
This is your winner?
This is the winner of the week, Slum Landlords.
Sometimes bad people win big. Isn't that what's happened? They've decided that it's okay for us all to, you know, put our kids and our future generations into these tiny little sweat boxes of apartments that have basically no facilities where you'll share a shower with 50 other people who you never know, and the cooker will be infested with all sorts of green mold from whatever it is. I mean, like, you know,
boutique hotels.
Lovely.
That's what you have to think of these like. Isn't that how Owen Murphy described them once? Boutique hotels.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah.
It didn't do us any harm when we were going to college living in them, did it? So it'll be all right for the grandkids. Like, come on. Why are we really going back to this? Why are we doing this?
To squeeze more units. Well, it's to encourage foreign capital to finance building in this country. That's the logic behind it.
And clearly there's no other way to build apartments. We desperately need other people to do this for us. We couldn't do it ourselves.
I'm curious about the ones near us. There's about 9 or 10 new buildings that have gone up. I'm wondering what's going to happen with those and who's going into those and all in Dublin 3. Yeah.
Like, we do need solutions. Fair enough. I appreciate that. It's a tricky enough scenario but it doesn't seem like it's the greatest idea to build substandard accommodation. And ultimately, landlords who have multiple properties.
Well, now, in fairness, it's not substandard. What they did is they lowered the standards, Ger. So
now it's exactly standard.
You know, it would have been sub the old standards, but now it's bang on standard. These are welcome to my bang on standard apartment.
That is the type.
Don't mind that guy. He also lives here.
That is the type of thrusting forward thinking that we need to solve these problems.
It's a tricky one for them in one sense because. There are issues that people won't finance apartments because if you're building a housing estate, you only need finance for the first little bit of it. And then people start buying the houses and it finances the rest.
Yeah.
So there's lots more finance options available. People with less money. You need loads of money for an apartment construction because you have to finance the entire thing. Someone has to pony up the money the entire thing.
Until people can buy them off plans. But there is definitely a way to raise capital that the government could use. There could be public-private partnerships. We could take a 50-100-year time span and look at this and try and address the problems that way. Or we could just lower the standards and make everybody live in. Is there going to be air conditioning for days like this in the future in those places? Is there going to be proper heating, or will it be one tiny little storage heater over in the corner that costs an absolute fortune and doesn't actually heat the entire room? You know, we literally come from a society where there have been people living in slums for our entire existence as a population, and now we're rich enough not to have to do it, and one of our first solutions to the problem is let's go back to the way things used to be.
I worry about, I mean, I'm sure you guys do as well, but I'm like, what kind of situation is Joan going to be living in because of...
With you, Alison.
Yeah.
And I'm not this turning this into an urban rural thing, but what we talk about is, there's no third level education in Kilkenny. And the kids, our kids, from their 18, will have to try and find somewhere to live, unless they kind of go to Waterford or Carlow and commute every day, or even commute to Dublin like some people are doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's any better for... There's obviously extra expense you face all the time living in Dublin. Your housing expenses are higher than they are in Kilkenny for buying or renting or whatever.
The universities are here,
but the universities are here and they can stay living with you. You mightn't want it for the first few years of their
I
job.
I think I do.
That's not a... Yeah, I know you do. Don't leave, Joan.
Ever.
We have to send them away.
Look, the universities are trying to...
Cheaper to send them abroad.
It will be, right? Yeah. It ultimately will end up being, and one of the best things about the country is so many people going to college here, and it is really helping us to deal with whatever is happening at a global economic level, but we're kind of building in these future failings, and it just, I don't know. So would you be happy for your kids to live in bedsits, or would you prefer them to live in
abroad but in
previous standard accommodation?
Above standard now.
Yeah, exactly.
Way above standard. That plush
gold plated.
Gold plated. Oh, I've obviously given the option, I prefer the latter, the gold plated.
Yeah.
So the gold-plated standards.
While it is an urban-rural thing now, it does have an impact on everybody. And it just lowers standards for everybody. Yeah. And it just means that people will have less expectation. While at the same time, I don't think the prices that the landlords are charging is actually going to come down. So,
yeah, well, the other thing I would worry about, I mean, like if this led to this like slew of building, right, you could argue there's a logic to it, because maybe there's like a transient population, people who come on 6-month contracts or whatever down the Silicon Docks or whatever, and they fill these apartments, and those people who are making good money are competing with your kids for the nicer accommodation,
of
whatever.
Of course, yeah.
So there's a kind of a ripple effect. What I would worry about is the logic is, or the premise of all of this is that it encourages investment. You're a big investment fund to go, right, now Ireland's a good mark, let's put that money in. If I was an investment fund, I'd be thinking, like, just hold your horses. Like, yeah. they keep giving us little things, yeah, to sweeten the... There's always more and more sugar on the medicine, yeah, in this country. And if we just do nothing, I guarantee we're a hair's breadth from Section 23 tax breaks and all of that again, or upfront financial incentives. There's a whole new housing plan coming in September. You know what I mean? You'd sit on your hands.
Mm.
There seems to be a kind of a disconnect between what we want and the reality that these big hedge funds are actually, they're international.
Yeah.
And they can just invest in housing
anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere in the world. Like, or not even housing, they'll just put money in gold.
A close friend of mine lived in Vancouver situation, and like just lived, she said that there was lack of atmosphere, lack of community, because all of the housing was just as it is. Like, people weren't occupying it full time.
Yeah, well, anyway, on that celebratory summer note, I promised Gerard a great winner of the week. Alison, you have to kind of pick things up before the news headlines. I'm going to ask you for a summer song.
Oh my God.
Alison, you work in a radio station that plays music, don't
you? Would you like Summertime Sadness, Lana Del Rey? I'm in my very Del Rey kind of buzz right now after seeing her.
All right.
Yeah, great. Are we allowed to play that? You're allowed to play that?
Absolutely. Okay. Here she is. Dancing in the dark in the moonlight. Dumb hair, real big beauty queen style. Jerry Gilroy, Alison Curtis, both still with me. Alison, what's on the show this weekend?
Johannes from Strictly.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's fronting the new production of
Kinky
Boots.
What's his surname?
Radaby.
Why not?
And he's fronting Kinky Boots and is coming to Borgash Energy Theatre. So, yeah, and he's got a great story. He comes from a township in South Africa, and now he's just universally loved. So I'm looking forward to chatting to him.
Looking forward to that as well. Jer, who is your sinner of the week?
Restaurant reviewers telling everybody that your local restaurant is really good. And like, so I live on the north side. Famously, one of the newspapers, who I won't mention, the Irish Times, said that a restaurant in Drumcondra was great, but it was just so far away. I was like,
far away from what?
Exactly.
No way, they didn't say that.
Shook, it's amazing. The only bad side is that it's just so far away. I'm like, from where? Glastool? You know, and even then, it's not even that far. Like, if you only review...
It's like Glastool is way further away from the city centre. And from the Irish Times.
And from, like, there's a train station in Drumcondra. Right there. Like, a literal train station. And many buses, because it's on the main route from the airport. Anyway.
But Drumcondra, I would consider city centre. I know parts that are into the suburbs. But parts of Drumcondra are city centre.
Oh, you can walk to the GPO in, like, 15 minutes. And the GPO is where everything...
That's city centre.
Exactly. So I would say
it's a great spot.
It is very good. But this was Badam, which got reviewed by somebody recently, and they're incredible. It's like a little tiny 12-seater restaurant. So now you can't get in.
Oh, I don't know where that is.
Oh, sorry. So is your issue the snobbery of the review, or that they've told people about this?
Oh, now it's that they've told people. Now they've turned their attention northside. We're like, well, now you've ruined it.
Oh, okay.
Could you not just have left us alone?
All the way out there in the sticks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it got a good review, though, obviously.
Oh, yeah, it's sensational. But it's always full because it's 12 seats.
What type of food is it?
Indian and Nepalese.
Oh, I've never been.
Oh, it's great. And they do takeaway. They don't do delivery because their kitchen's so small.
And is it named after the Kylie song, or did she name the song after the restaurant?
I'd say...
But it's not Kylie?
It's not the same, is it?
I'd say she named it after the restaurant.
Oh, really?
It's that good. Yeah.
If they open a second one, they'll have to call it Badam. You know, and then, no? Okay, I'm labouring the Kylie joke.
It's not working. Claire's drop it.
Appalled. That. Anyway, are you worried then that there's going to this will continue then?
Oh, there's going to be all of our secrets will be known.
Yeah,
I know.
And a slow gentrification of the north side.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not part of that. Well, I've been there since 2006. That's not.
You were the first wave of gentrification.
Exactly. Yeah, the worst part.
2004 for me. Well, actually, no. I've never lived anywhere but the North Side. So 1999.
Okay. There you go. Does it still have? Is that still a thing? The North Side, South Side thing. Or, you know.
I get lost in the South Side all the time, if that's a thing. Like, it's literally the Bermuda Triangle for me.
I'll put it this way. Let me word it another way. If Paul Howard was younger today and was on the bus, would he overhear the same conversations? You know, that he kind of obviously amplified and...
No, because everybody sounds like they're North American now.
Well, that's definitely true. That's kind of the gelatinous gloop of American TV has...
Yeah.
Has poisoned everybody. But, yeah, I would say, I mean, you know, there's still certain parts of town which are quite fruity. There's an experience of the top deck of the bus, which is like, you know, there's plenty of material, I would say. Now, he was obviously Southside, though, so he
Yeah, but my point is, like, one of the things was the divide, the kind of the cultural divide. Now, like, he exaggerated it for the sake of effect, obviously, but do you still get that?
I think you probably do.
Yeah.
Not to the same degree. Probably more in a jovial, nice. I'm like, let's put a nice filter, rose tinted glasses on it. It's just a joke now.
The North Side. Anyway, so restaurant reviewers revealing your secrets.
Yeah, shut up. Go away.
Go away. Get out of bed.
Delete that.
Yeah. Anyway, so who's your sinner of the week, Alison?
I'm so tired of vagus nerve. Hearing about the vagus nerve. Now, it is a real thing. It's in all of our bodies. We need it. It regulates like our heart rate, our stomach. But what's happening now is, and everybody's talking about it. And
so you know, you have a cobweb from your head to the top of the building. I can
right
actually
now?
See it. Yeah, stop. Don't move. Can anyone else see
is
it?
Is that look, my vagus nerve?
Yeah. No, look at it. Can you see it, Claire? Yeah.
Is it my hair?
Oh, yeah. Unless you've got one, like one 40-foot strand of hair, like you're getting
like
in this
old
book.
Like those old guy's eyebrows.
In the Guinness Book of Records. Yeah.
But it's like a buzzword now. And so, you know, everyone's looking to new things.
You can't even feel that spider, can you?
No, it's fine.
Okay, go on.
I've named it already. Everybody's looking for the solution, the new healthy thing, the next healthy thing. And I'm just worried about all the people that are influenced by this now going, oh, I do get dizzy. I do have a stomach
pain. Sorry, I don't know. This is all news. What's the
vagus nerve?
No, me too. No.
Oh, my God. And maybe I'm on Instagram too much, but it's like now there all these ads are coming up going, do you feel like this? There's this woman like, and it's like pans are like, are you dizzy? Do you feel this? Do you feel that? Your vagus nerve is out of whack. So I'm just worried about people who are very influenced by all this. And the latest thing is, this is your test. If you can see, what number do you see in this circle? If you see 72, you've got your vagus nerve is effed, basically.
And what does it do? Sorry.
So the vagus nerve is important. It regulates heart rates, immune system, your stomach, all that kind of stuff. We all have it. But now it just seems to be the thing that all these kind of health people that are willing to jump on something to kind of maybe target people who are concerned about stuff. Now they're all about the vagus nerve. And so people are going to be self-diagnosing themselves. And all that kind of jazz. So that's
and is it particularly focused at women, did you say?
No, I think
no,
it's
just every, anyone.
Yeah,
anyone can have a vagus
She's
nerve
like, do
disorder.
Do you feel dizzy? Do you feel this? I'm going to reset. And then all the ads are like this. I'm going to reset it for you by doing, and then it just moves on. And you're like, what do I need to do?
Now then you have to click on the link.
It's everywhere at the moment. For me, anyway, with what I'm seeing online and what people are talking about and loads of articles about it. And I worry about people are easily
That's
influenced.
The algorithm. I haven't seen this anywhere. Have you
no,
seen
now
this?
You will.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, because it's listening. Our phones are listening to this.
Yeah, exactly.
The vagus nerve.
Yeah.
My algorithm at the moment thinks I have a small gym and a limited client base and is trying to get me from 30 clients to 100.
Oh, right.
All the time. I'm like,
really?
How's that going for you?
Really?
This is, the algorithm is drunk.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's funny. Sometimes you click on something just out of curiosity, like because it's so random and like that. It's the flaw in the algorithm.
I didn't click on any vagus nerve stuff.
I don't know. You must have.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw number 72, so I obviously have a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that is good luck with the cure.
Thank you.
And your ongoing battle with the vagus nerve. Jory, I'm going to let you pick a song now.
Oh, I didn't know I had to pick a song.
Yeah.
Pressure.
Yeah, it's not that much pressure. You can pick any song.
I Spent the Summer Wasting by Belle and Sebastian.
There we are, Belle and Sebastian. I Spent the Summer Wasting. We'll see us into an ad break and we will be back with the last bit of the show.
It's springtime, you heard the birds sing, everything will be fine. I spent the summer wasting, the time was...
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Running. Lift off. We have a lift off.
Yeah, Jerry Gilroy from Off the Ball, Alison Curtis, and Today FM with me still for the last bit of the show. And Alison, Jer nearly stole your thunder earlier.
He did.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't seen each other there then at the Clontarf Baths. I'm surprised but delighted. I never want a colleague to see me in a bathing suit, if I'm honest.
Did you go to, sorry, this is a peek behind the curtains. When Centre Parks opened.
And I had to be filmed before they opened it here.
Sorry, yes, you were the, yeah, and you were one of the
beginning. They're like, so could you attach a GoPro and go, and like at that stage, it was like 7 or 8 years ago, so I was in better shape than I am now, and go down this water slide. I'm like, absolutely not. Sorry.
But it would be pointing out, or was it pointing back at you?
Yeah, pointing back at me, which I had to do recently on a roller coaster, but at least I wasn't in a bathing suit.
But you weren't there for that, the kind of the soft launch where they had...
No.
All of Ireland's minor celebrities.
All of Ireland's minor celebrities. Jer, were you there?
No.
Were you not?
No, I was not.
Oh,
no.
I turned it down.
Didn't make, so we went before
didn't make the cut.
Shane Coleman was really bitter he didn't make the cut.
Did you?
I hope he's listening.
Did you make the
I know
cut?
He is. Shane's always listening. Shane didn't make the cut.
You
didn't
made
make
the cut.
That cut. Yeah, I was there. Of course I was there.
No, so we launched it. They had me and Joan, myself and Joan, go over to be filmed in the UK version before they opened
it. Oh, nice.
Anyway, so nobody I knew there, so I could wear my bathing suit. But anyway, Clontarf Baths. Because it's slightly...
Sorry, my story was that half of this building, we were all in the swimming pool together.
Well, that's awful.
Yeah.
It is absolutely...
It was weird.
You do not want no bikinis and colleagues. It's a rule.
Yeah. Remember myself and Sean Moncrief just chatting in our bathing suit in the kids' pool.
Well, was it Speedos
weird.
Or boxers?
It was weird. Well,
do they have a Speedos rule?
No, you can wear shorts, like, but Sean insists on wearing Speedos.
Well, that's just so awful.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Do that to your colleague.
It does. He wears them in the office sometimes. Have you ever seen it?
No, I missed it.
Anyway.
But just Clontarf Baths, getting back to it, is there anything else? It's been there for a while, but I've only just started using it in the last few weeks, and I really love it because it's slightly chlorinated. You're not getting the waves that you get at the beach, but you're getting that salt water benefit.
Oh, so it's the salt water.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know how it works. They just suck the water out.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they chlorinate it. And yeah, I like going when it's not super busy, and the guys that run it are really nice.
It seems to be never super busy.
Yeah.
But wasn't there an issue when it opened first that they weren't, you couldn't swim in it for a while?
You weren't allowed. There was an insurance issue for about a year.
Yeah.
That took them a while to get sorted. And then there was a lovely restaurant beside it, and the restaurant's now closed and lying there.
Why is the restaurant
closed? Like the Marie Celeste? I don't know.
It looks kind of creepy, actually, that it's like really closed anyway. But yeah, so that's.
I have a wetsuit that I use because I'm in training, so...
So you wear a wetsuit in the swimming pool?
That saves my... Yeah, no one needs to see my man boobs.
Yeah, but what? Sure. And then you can't
but
wear wetsuits in swimming pools.
Awkward to get in
It's not actually... But it's an outdoor thing.
Yeah, it's in a swimming pool. You can't,
really
sure.
And also it's...
That's like the Irish lads on holidays who wear t-shirts in the swimming pool.
But I'm
yeah,
one of those.
Take them off.
No, it's for sunburn.
Take them off.
Take it off.
Why do you want to see me naked? Well, Karen, what's with this fascination?
Listen, this isn't about me.
So just in the interest of fairness, when do you normally go?
I want to compare you.
I
want to compare you and Sean Moncrief.
I'm going
to
be there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
We're
doing this endurance thing where you do like 2K and then you die.
A 2K swim. And
it's great though.
It is amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
really
an amazing facility. It's like the whitewater rafting thing that we don't have, that we could have had, that now we'd have, and everybody would be like, well...
Maybe
okay,
we should
maybe
stop
you were
talking
right
about
that.
But there, isn't there? There's an outdoor pool. There's a lighter like that in Belmullet or somewhere,
yeah,
isn't
in
there?
Mayo.
Yeah, there's a great one in Mayo.
There's been one on the south side as well in Dunleary. Are there plans?
There's the wreck of the old one out there
in Sandy Mount.
In the bay in Sandy Mount.
Yeah,
we should have more
really
of them.
Lovely, actually, yeah.
Because I know, you know, when people talk about, aren't they going to do a big Lido down where the whitewater rafting?
Is that what the plan is now?
I think that's the kind of the tentative plan. But those ones, right, maybe the Clontarf one is a slightly fancy version, but they're very simple. Like in Australian stuff, they're just walls that let the tide finish when it comes in and then it goes out. They're great ideas.
Yeah, really good.
We should have them everywhere.
Yeah.
But we don't. We can't have nice things.
We can't have nice
things. Because people will worry that there'll be antisocial behaviour at it. That's always the complaint.
It'll cost $250 million to build something. It was actually only $2.5 million when we budgeted for it.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But don't go there, people. It's Jer's and mine. It's ours.
Yeah, and stay away from Bad-Am as well.
Yeah, you'll see Jer. He's the one in the wetsuit in the swimming pool. Anyway, I've got a wetsuit. It's a size 16 women's wetsuit. It was the only one they had in the shop.
And it fits you.
So if you ever need to know what size I am as a woman.
Why does it matter that it's gender? It's all the same
size,
is it? Does it?
No, yeah. Men's come in just... small, medium, large. There are three sizes of men, famously, in the world.
Okay, only.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly. Whereas women come with numbers. Anyway, Jer, you're watching The Bear.
Yeah. I can't believe you dropped it after two episodes. What is wrong with you? You have to stick things...
What do
you
mean?
Have to stick
season
with
one?
Things.
Yeah, two episodes, didn't like it,
no,
dropped it.
No, come on,
but
it's
it builds,
the best.
It builds, it rewards patience.
It's so good. Did you finish it?
So you're both older than me, so you kind of...
We are.
I'm in the dopamine generation. I like YouTube shorts. It doesn't get me like that, I'm not, you know?
Can't see things through, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Unreliable.
Unreliable,
I think. Season 4, haven't finished it. No spoilers, don't worry. I was joking earlier that a bomb went off. I did that one time at the end of The Sopranos when I was on Breakfast and News Talk and just made up an ending. And people believed me and they went absolutely mental.
They do.
They... Yeah, you know, I was cancelled.
No way. What ending
before
did you, can you remember
was
what you made up?
Is yeah, Tony got killed by the CIA with by polonium-210 because it was like in the news at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like it was in
the
news at the
time. Do you think
that
might have been a better ending than the ending they came up
with?
Oh,
who knows?
But The Bear is excellent. And there's one episode in particular, I don't know, I'm not spoiling it either, in season 4. I don't know if you've gotten to it yet, but Ayo Edebiri wrote it and it's outstanding.
I don't think I have, and there's a new character coming which I have made the mistake of Googling a little bit about, but it's much slower this time. Mm-hmm. And there is still ratcheting of tension, but I mean, if you like watching humans, if you need to observe other people, and you know, you should get
back into it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I give up TV shows all the time if they don't have me hooked.
Well, it's okay to give
episodes.
Up the bad ones, but this is like legitimately
is
a good
really
one.
Good.
Yeah.
What other stuff have you given up?
I give up Breaking Bad. Thought that was rubbish.
Oh my god, he's the only one on the planet.
Yeah. It's like, nah.
I don't think we can be friends.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it was overrated.
You like what you like. You know, you're like a Nathan Carter and Cowboy Boots fella. That's okay. It's up to you. You know, there should be nothing wrong. You
want to wear cowboy boots.
You
embrace
your culture.
You know what? I asked you to play a bit of music earlier, and I played your music. And Alison, I asked you to play a bit of music.
Do you
earlier.
Get a choice now?
And now I get a choice. And I was going to play Love and Spoonful, but now I'm going to finish with Wagon Wheel. All right? And the two of you.
Everybody's weekend is ruined.
Yeah, all right. Take it away, Nathan. So wrap me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Right.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.